sense of purpose. But there were some things I had to do first. I had to get my own life together. I had to do the work that I'm going to share with you in this book. 10 years ago, I was in a terrible place in both my professional and personal lives. I'm going to get into this in detail in chapter one. But for now, let me just say that it felt as though I was losing every battle. I wasn't helping myself, and I sure wasn't helping anyone else. Then, seemingly out of nowhere, I got an offer from a friend to speak in front of 5,000 teenagers at his church. Public speaking was not my thing, and I worried that this was going to be just the latest in a series of disasters for me. But it was on this stage that I unlocked something in me. Something I had deep inside all along. My true purpose. I almost blew it because even though I prepared ridiculously hard, when I stepped onto the stage, I just went blank. So right then, when panic could have leveled me, I just started talking in what would become my straight up, straight from the heart, no filter speaking style. I had no notes to lean on, just my truth and my experiences. Kids know what's real, so I had to be real. And they really felt what I was saying and couldn't stop asking me questions afterwards. It was then that I realized a very important lesson in my life. You don't have to be perfect to help people. All you have to do is be real. The kids repeatedly told me how much they respected me. Not just because they were inspired, but because they finally felt understood. Those kids made me realize the power of transparency. By being honest about my life, gave them the confidence to be honest about their own. I promised myself that I would always speak this way in the future. It felt incredible to witness how my transparency was the first step to their transformation. Affecting their lives made me feel alive again. It was the first time I actually felt a purpose outside of football. And what really tripped me out was how natural it felt to inspire those kids. I knew this was the first step in rehabbing my own life. If I was going to preach it, I had to practice it. If I was going to talk it, I had to live it. Becoming the greatest me became my mission, and I dedicated myself to becoming nothing less. The responsibility I had to others, most importantly, my young son Tristan, gave me an entirely new level of motivation. Taking my life to next level was no longer an option. It was a must. I knew Tristan was going to follow my lead, so I had to give him a model that would put his life on the best possible path. And as I continued to work on myself, I started tweeting about it with the hashtag #RehabTime. Recorded my transformation through 2-minute videos under the same name. I thought rehab time was just for me, but I quickly realized it was bigger than me, much bigger than me. As rehab time began to connect with people, I started interacting with my followers. The most unforgettable of these experiences was with Ashley, an encounter that showed me why God created me. It wasn't for football, as I thought up to that point. It was for rehab time. I met Ashley at an event, and she told me that not long before, she'd been so ready to end her life that she had a gun in her hand, cocked and loaded. Her mind was made up, and nothing was going to change it. She was going on to Facebook to say her goodbyes. Her plan was to press post and then kill herself. But when she got on Facebook, a video popped up that I made at 2 o'clock that very morning. Something had woken me out of my sleep to make it, which I now realize was God telling me to get this message to Ashley. The video was titled, "Don't End Your Life." And in it, I urge people to fight through, to give tomorrow a chance. Storms suck, but storms don't last forever. Ashley watched that video, and instead of killing herself, she wrote a positive face.